Okay, molasses is syrup.
Just like I want the stand to pay me the syrup stand, or pay me the molasses stand.
Yeah. You remember when they used to weigh sugar out of the barrel?
Do I remember?
It was sold what way?
Well, in other words, it was sold by the pound, all I mean.
Yeah. You go in and buy, say, how much? 5?
Well, I want 10 pounds of sugar, I want 5 pounds of sugar, I want 6 pounds of sugar like that.
Yeah, it was sold in what?
In buckets.
In bulk?
In books, I'd say, well, let me have a 10 pound sack, or a 5 pound sack.
And that was in bulk?
Mm-hmm.
In what?
In books, sure.
Bulk, okay. Now, what would you have on the table to season your food with?
Well, salt.
Just the two.
Pepper.
Huh? Just salt, just what?
Wait, salt, pepper, maybe some pepper sauce, and maybe, well, that's about the biggest thing if I know to have, we always use the head, of course, you got these other preparations.
Just salt and pepper?
Besides salt and pepper, you know, that you can use to season your food with.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about what I raised up with.
Yeah. I bet you had a lot of friends around here, I bet, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm telling you the truth. I had a lot of friends, I'm telling you the truth. I don't know what I'd do if it wasn't my friends.
Yeah.
And when I say friends, I mean both colors.
Yeah.
I so lived and so conduct my life and situation until I've got them on both sides of the room. Yeah.
So you got a...
good friend, friendship.
Would you ever say a pax? You know what a passel is?
A passel? I don't know what that is.
Okay. Talking about all your friends, most of your friends are now and then out there. All the friends you had when you were young.
Well, when I was young, a lot of my friends passed on and gone.
They're all what now?
Yeah, some of them dead and gone. And some of them have moved out and gone. Some of them are living yet, but I don't know where they're living at. Some of them dead and gone.
It seems
just
they're...
like, just like I got a lot of friends now living, and a lot of enemies both.
Yeah. Now, there might be an accident up the road or something like that, and you might say there wasn't no use for the doctor to go because by the time he got there, the victim was what? He was...
dead?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know how to fix that. I want to just say this. If an accident happened up the road, go to see about it. Whatever you can do, do it. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do to help them, to assist them, do it. Just like I told you yesterday, I read about that fella knocked out up that road right up on top of that hill there. I told you about that yesterday. Well, and these other folks, they're knocked out down here, you see. Folks would stop and help him, see what could they do for him.
If that guy hadn't helped him now, he'd be...
well, maybe so. Cause looks, well, he just knocked from out. Knocked from out, and so that fella happened to know how to help him. God let him know how to help people in that condition. Just like they would have done. There's a white lady right here in the area right now. When she was a baby, I was working for her mom and papa. She had the whooping cold. Well then, she had the whooping cold. And she came in.
Oh. I knew.